range horse?
He is ready.
Okay, is he going?
He can aid, he can cut the first part.
Okay, so you're recording that.
Yes, sir.
We'll go ahead and get started with the interviews for the HCC Board of Trustees appointment by the Haywood County Board of Education. A few things I'd like to say up front is the selection on who would go first and all was done by a random drawing. And my understanding is that Susan Sorrells will be going at 6 o'clock, which we're a little bit late now. I apologize for that. Susan will go first and then followed by Richard Coleman. At this time, I'd also like to announce that as has been in the past for the Haywood Community College Board of Trustees appointment, Bob Morris is going to recuse himself since he is chairman of the Board of Trustees at the college currently. So Bob will recuse you from the questions and answers and the voting later on this evening, okay?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Just say that up front for the record. And also, I'd like to say that the questions are going to be, I'll ask all the questions, and there are 4 questions that I think, Mr. Coleman, you've already heard these questions before, the same questions used last time, okay? At this time, the board recognizes Ms. Susan Sorrells. If you would come forward and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself. Wait just a minute, let me start with the questions here. Tell us about your background and how this will assist you serving on the Haywood Community College Board of Trustees. But go ahead and introduce yourself, Susan.
Hi, as most of you know, I'm Susan Sorrells. The public speaking piece of my career has never been a favorite, as I shared with some of the board members early on. I do appreciate you bearing with me as the, while I've worked with the public all of my career, this part's not the fun part. But thank you for everyone taking time to interview me this evening.
We'll start with the first question then. I apologize for messing up on that part.
No worries.
First question is, tell us about your background and how this will assist you serving on the Haywood Community College Board of Trustees.
Okay. I have lived and worked and raised a family in Haywood County for the past 26 years. In fact, the year that I moved here, I got married. I enrolled at Haywood Technical College at the time, had a child, and worked full-time at Wachovia. So I kind of became the queen of multitasking in the very first year. Since that time, I've spent about 21 years in banking after completing a couple years at actually Haywood Tech at the time and transferred on to Mars Hill College and obtained my bachelor's degree. As I said, I hate this part, so bear with me. I'm gonna try to refer to my notes so that I don't get myself too terribly off track. You know, I'll back up a bit and just say, you know, as a mother and wife, being, you know, a full-time employee, going to school, and, you know, trying to juggle all of those things at that point in my life was, wouldn't have been possible, I'll say, without having a local college for me to be able to attend and start. As I said, I continued my career in banking. I was in management for many years with Wachovia, later divested to Central Carolina Bank, later bought out by SunTrust. And I left there 5 years ago to continue that financial path at Merrill Lynch and had to obtain additional, feel like I've been being educated my entire life, but additional designations and securities licenses, et cetera. So a long time in working with people and helping people achieve their financial goals and working with businesses to help, you know, them in from the banking end and the investment end of things. I'm proud to say that I have two of my children that have completed their college and have started in on master's degrees, and I have one child that's re-enrolled back into the community college system, and I'm very excited about that. in all the years of working, et cetera, I've volunteered on a number of boards. I serve on Rotary in Waynesville. I actually just was looking back earlier to see that I started in 1998 with the Waynesville Rotary and have continued on that all this time. And of course, within Rotary, a number of positions throughout. We do a number of fundraisers, the MANA backpack program, the blanket drive, Salvation Army bell ringing, scholarships, et cetera, and I've helped with all of that over the years. In addition, I served on, and still serve on Junior Achievement, which is basically a financial literacy for elementary through high school. I taught actually a couple classes locally over the years. Now I just sit on the board and help with different fundraising projects. We have an ethics luncheon every year that has grown and grown over the years to upwards over 500 people that attend that, usually held at the Grove Park, from schools of all the surrounding areas. I'm also on the Western North Carolina Medical Society Board, so working with a variety of businesses in the medical community and helping with underprivileged families that need care and a variety of things there in that nonprofit. Probably the thing I'm most proud of, there's a number of other organizations I've been involved with, but when my kids were in elementary school at Jonathan Valley, we raised the money over a two-year period and probably really had it all raised in a much shorter time frame, but to build the fields and to get the track there and worked, you know, closely with the school system, public school system as my kids were growing up, but I really enjoyed some of those early years where I really was able to be quite involved and had my, you know, children right there to see the fruits of my labor at that point. I served on the Downtown Waynesville Board many years ago, actually helped the lanterns that you see on Main Street. I was, you know, one of the first providers with Wachovia at that point in time to get that lantern in front of the building. So coach soccer, a variety of other duties there. I guess that's probably, I gave a letter, so it probably is much more eloquent than I'm actually doing as far as telling you, but I think I can write a lot better than I can sometimes speak in a public forum.
The second question is, what do you envision your role in the Haywood County Schools to be for student success in the 21st century?
You know, in what I do in business, I'm always a client advocate and a, you know, basically a fiduciary capacity for those clients every day. And I see really a similar capacity for a role on the board. Basically, you know, our community, the students, the faculty, you know, we all are on the same team. We want what's best for this community, and that may take many shapes and forms, and hopefully my experience in business throughout the years and in fundraising throughout the years will be an asset to that. I approach things in a very common sense fashion. I manage people for a number of years, so I would, you know, enjoy working with others on the board to help serve the needs of the students at large and the community at large. And some of that, I believe, starts with high school. You know, I'm very impressed with the early college program that partners with community college. I think that's something that is important for our community, that we foster that program and programs like that, especially programs that are going to be job, allow job-ready skills. Not every person is out to obtain a four-year degree. I'm a prime example. One of my children has not been able to be successful in a four-year setting, so I'm very pleased that he has a place to go back and retool and perhaps get some sort of certification for him to continue to have a good employment situation. Another thing that as I was taking notes that I thought about in my work world, I've seen it go full circle where used to be all sorts of job training programs within the workplace. Companies have cut back and those same training programs are not there. And so more than ever, students and any type of employee needs that additional training to be ready to step into a job. And I think that the community college allows that vision to be realized.
Okay. Third question, real important. Why do you want to be on the Board of Trustees?
Question, I suppose. It's very personal to me because I'm the only person in my family to finish college. And my driving motivation as a teenager, we don't all wake up and say we want to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. My driving motivation in high school was that I didn't want to sling hamburgers. And so to that end, I sought additional education so that I could achieve goals that I had set for myself. I didn't have parents to mentor me in that regard, as my husband and I have mentored our children that, you've got to go to college, you've got to go to college. I mean, I really didn't have that guidance. So in the 26 years, I continue to increase that knowledge base, firm believer in knowledge is power, and continue to grow my skills, in my field, and very interested in other fields that touch me along the way, and I just think it meshes well with my background, my banking experience, and if I'm going to volunteer, I'd rather volunteer in an area that I'm passionate and believe about, and that I think is vital to our community.
Final question, do you have the time to spend doing committee work and meetings at Haywood Community College and in the community?
I believe that you make time for the things that you really want to do. And I've served on a lot of boards. It can be very time consuming, but this is something that I feel very passionate and believe in, as I said. I spend already a lot of my time at various functions in the community that touch either the community college board, the school board, etc. So yes, I believe that that's something that I choose to make the time.
Thank you, Ms. Sorrells, and appreciate your answers, and we'll let you know later on this evening about the board's decision.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it. Thanks for bearing with me. I got a little less nervous as we went on.
You did fine.
Do you want me to step out or do you want me to stay in here?
It's your choice.
Okay. I'll sit down for a little bit.
This time we'll recognize Mr. Richard Coleman. Maybe I won't mess up this time, Richard. You can take a little moment to tell us about your background and your tell us who you are, et cetera.
Well, maybe we could just play the recording back. Did I'll end the session? I must say, I think Ms. Searles is a much more attractive choice than I am. My background, I started out when I graduated from Clemson University in physics. I was a physics teacher. because I couldn't.